This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nope. We don't get nice things this morning. Sports fans, no happy music. No chill. Not a fun morning. So no music. I'm upset. I'm sure plenty of you out there are upset. Normally I like this show to go a little more smoothly and calmly, and we ease ourselves into the sports day. Nope. It's the morning after a terrible loss. I'll give a shout out to 84 Lumber real quick, though, because they sponsor this show. Fan of the Morning Show sponsored by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Okay. Anger, frustration, a lot of emotions going through my mind. We don't get music this morning. We can't have nice things. Steelers lost to the Browns, 13-10. Steelers look to be in control at some points in the game. T.J. Watt couldn't really get to the quarterback in that game. Alex Highsmith, of course, couldn't. If T.J. Watt isn't, he's not. And, you know, the offense is the offense, and I'm getting tagged in posts. You know, people telling me I'm an idiot for being a Kenny Pickett guy. I don't know if I ever use those words. If you have a recording of me saying them so I can hear them back, perhaps I can reflect on my own opinions. Winning cures all. And if he could lead late-game comebacks, I don't see a problem. But when they don't lead the late-game comebacks, we all get frustrated, and that's kind of where I am. And I don't want to believe that he's not the guy, because that might derail the Steelers' plans. So what do you do in this case, then? Do you trade him and draft another quarterback? Do you have Mitch Trubisky or Mason Rudolph start? Honestly, I would love to see Mason Rudolph get a chance. I'm just going to put that out there right now. Just because. I feel like Kenny Pickett, though, he's doing well enough not to get benched. Like, he's not doing great, but in the Steelers' eyes, not in my eyes, not in your eyes, in the Steelers' eyes, he's doing well enough to not get benched. They've only lost two games lopsidedly, and I don't know if the Steelers would consider making a change at quarterback based on how they've done things in the past. Regardless, he's moving too slow for the game around him through most of the game. And it is true, they can make it to the playoffs, and it takes only one of these games where it's 13-10, where they lose and they get bounced in the first round. Or maybe this game will be one of the pivotal games that decides their playoff fate. On the wrong side of their playoff fate. So, there's cause for concern. They've got to win more securely. And Kenny Pickett, right now, and he's proven through the majority of this season that he is not moving fast enough for the game through the first three quarters. And perhaps it's not good for us to risk all these fourth quarter comebacks, or risk a whole game on a fourth quarter comeback. Somebody's got to operate the offense better. I mean, do we still bring Matt Canada back? I say no. Maybe overhaul the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. I know we're feeling real high on frustration right now, though, and I certainly am, and I'm trying to keep it together because I'm not happy. I'm sure you're not happy either. So, you know what? Let's open up the phone lines here. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. You're welcome to get in on the conversation. You can also talk to me through X at callus_33 is my handle. That's callus_33. Tag me in a post on there. Call me. Again, 412-928-9370. We're going to get this rolling right now. We're going to start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Nick, it's Sean, and I'm on my way to work. And the only thing I wished is I worked on Sunday, so I don't have to watch this nonsense anymore.
Yep. All right.
This guy is, over the course of the last five games, okay, he's 75 of 122 for 700 or 659 yards, which equates to roughly 106 yards a game. He's in over his head, okay? You said maybe in the Steelers' eyes. Well, they need to go to the vision doctor because it's not going to happen. Matt Canada aside, the whole ball of wax, this guy is in over his head, and he's awful. I can't watch it anymore. I told my wife before I left for work today, I'm done watching him because he's way in over his head. I'm done.
Sean, we lost Sean. He ain't watching anymore. Oh, Sean, I understand. I get it. Brings a tear to your eye a little bit. We've lost Sean. All right, got another caller. 412-928-9370. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, this is David Newcastle.
All right, Dave.
Kenny is breaking records for all the wrong reasons. I just saw a stat where, and this one's unbelievable, he is the first QB in history since the merger with over 500 pass attempts to throw a touchdown in less than 2% of his passes. When things are this bad, it's definitely Kenny isn't the guy. Canada isn't the guy. When it's this bad, there's multiple things that are wrong. And it's just unbelievable that Tomlin has let this go on this long. Everybody can see it. I don't understand how fans can see it. We knew a year ago that Canada shouldn't have been back. They brought him back anyway. You can't develop a guy if you don't understand NFL. If you don't understand NFL offense,
yeah,
so it's just a mess all the way around.
Hey, thanks for the call. Kenny Pickett breaking records for all the wrong reasons. And who is it really to blame? Like, everybody's saying that Pickett's not the guy, but does Matt Canada, like, not working well with others, that reputation, does that have anything to do with this? I like to believe so. I like to believe Kenny Pickett has talent to break out. Maybe it was a result of him having an extra year in college, and he was able to play faster than that competition, but now moving up to the NFL, playing in an organization such as the Pittsburgh Steelers, everything just caught up with him, and everything just moved way too fast. I mean, last year, think about this, too. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was playing so blandly as well that we as fans were all clamoring for Kenny Pickett to get a shot, and now we're all giving up. I'm just saying. Now, the trigger is quick today because the Steelers just lost to the Browns and Kenny Pickett's the quarterback. What are the real issues, though? I mean, is it really Kenny Pickett? Just based on everything we've said before. Now, maybe we've seen him enough, and he just cannot by himself bring the Steeler team to win games in a secure way. And for that, I say I'm with many of you who have that opinion. I don't want to believe it because I know the ramifications it could have on the Steelers and the setback it could have on the Steelers, but perhaps he is not good enough to lead this team anywhere significant. Maybe. Probably. I still want to believe Matt Canada has his faults, but I mean, Matt Canada's been scheming good games too. So, in some regard, it's tough because when they win, it cures all, and everybody still complains when they win, but then they lose, and it's like we're all losing our minds. And I'm upset as well, and I can't necessarily disagree with all of you as well. I mean, the Steelers almost broke a record for what? It would have been 10 straight wins by one score. Apparently, that was a franchise record. They were talking about it on CBS yesterday during the broadcast. I mean, I want to make fun of the Browns, too, and I was hoping to do that this morning. That, you know, even though DTR, as they're calling them now, you know, was able to win the game for them, they've still got a $230 million contract to get through over multiple years. We can't really make fun of them at this point if they're winning games. It really doesn't matter if they're hamstrung with finances, if they can make significant headway in the playoffs. So we can't really make fun of the Browns right now, and that makes me furious as well. What are we doing? What has happened to us? Well, right, let's keep taking calls. 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Ted.
Ted, hello.
All right. Hey, real quick. This is what, the second rookie quarterback that looks better than our starting quarterback?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yes.
It's more than just Kenny Pickett. It's a whole organization. I hate to say that. It goes to the top of Art Mooney. you look at what happened with Buffalo or even Las Vegas. At least the owner was involved, was engaged, you know, and it wanted to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
This owner, for some reason, thinks everything's all right. We got a winning record. And I'll be honest, I don't care if you had Dan Marino. The Steelers do a great job of ruining quarterbacks. I hate to say that. They do. They don't know what they're doing. And I'll be honest, the next offensive coordinator is hired, Tomlin cannot be involved. Absolutely cannot be involved in that. He sucks when it comes to offensive coordinators. And I'll be honest, the next coordinator, I hope he's smarter than the head coach, because you can't win playing like this. It's embarrassing. It's even nationally, it's just embarrassing just to watch. And I feel sorry for anybody to pay to watch this crap, because it's not even high school football.
Ted, I appreciate the call. I'm depressed because these people are speaking the truth. It's not good football. Now, the only argument I may make to that is that maybe Art Rooney was giving the Steelers fans, or the fans, he was creating fan service by drafting Kenny Pickett. Although, it seems that the Steelers are not great with the quarterbacks that they have. Ben Roethlisberger seemed to make his own success when he was here. And maybe he was frustrated for good reason, and we all get to see that now, and he gets to laugh on his podcast and say, look, it was an organizational thing, it wasn't really me. That's possible. Sadness, frustration. More calls at 412-928-9370. Good morning, what's your name? Hello?
My name is Zach. One of the biggest things I'm frustrated with has to be how many screenplays were called yesterday and just absolutely blown up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not to mention, I'm a big Pitt fan, watched Pickett play all the way through college. He progressed from year to year to year. Maybe it's a scheme thing. When you run six different formations, allows, you know, everybody to call your own, the other opposite defense to call the plays from across the line. Maybe it's time to move on. I don't know why the media doesn't ask Tomlin flat out, Why isn't it appropriate to make a change midseason when other teams are do it? And not to mention, Terrell Austin needs to take a ride too.
Well, thanks for the call, Zach. I appreciate it. You see, the only thing I'll say about why the Steelers don't rotate out guys is mainly because, like, other organizations do it, but, like, how many organizations do something like that and they go anywhere significant? I think the loyalty of the Steelers in some regards creates that level of success that they have, where, again, when I say success, I mean like they achieve mediocrity. Like they don't have losing seasons. Like they're good enough to band together under loyalty and they can be competitive and make a playoff push every season. Now, we as fans seem to be tired of that mediocrity, and I know I am tired of that. Like, okay, well, if they're not going to do anything significant, I don't care how many non-losing seasons Tomlin has, because they're not winning anything significant. Without a deep playoff push or a Super Bowl win, it's insignificant. It feels like they never really have a true chance. They've made it to the playoffs the last few seasons and gotten bounced in the first round, or they didn't make it at all, and it doesn't matter at that point. Nothing about making it to the playoffs matters significantly. So, I mean, on one hand, I understand that they're always competitive and fans invest when they're competitive, which is why they may stay loyal to certain personnel throughout a season. However, without those significant changes, you're always staying in the middle. And I think if you share the sentiment with me out there, Steeler fans, we're tired of the middle. We want We want something, either win securely or lose securely, and then build based on the losses. That's really what they lack, I guess, right now, is getting on one side. Because being mediocre through the regular season and then making it to a Super Bowl run is not, it just hasn't worked in the last few seasons. Now, could we all be overreacting because of this loss? Maybe it's just one loss. No, we're not overreacting. This could be pivotal in how the Steelers are seen in the playoff picture. They had a chance to have legitimate contention in the division, and now they don't. Now it's less likely. The Ravens still have 8 wins. Now the Browns have 7 wins. Steelers are 6-4. Bengals are 5-5. I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, it was a tough way to lose that game by such a small margin. Losing to a division opponent like that and losing grasp on a division title for the year, I mean, that's just rough. It's just rough, and it's frustrating, and you can be frustrated with me. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Kallas_33. Tag me in a post. That's @Kallas_33. I got to take a break. I'll be back, though, for more frustration and anger. Express yourself with me here on the Fan Early Morning Show, heard on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Yeah, we don't get music. It's a miserable Monday. Steelers lost 13-10 to the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett, not a popular guy. And even Crowley, he's some brand of upset. Mark Caboli's going to be with us for the Fan Morning Show. And I pointed to him through the glasses to say hi. And Crowley went, "What?" And just looked at me. And I'm like, "I'm just pointing to Caboli. We're all upset this morning. It's not a fun morning." Ugh. All right. Well, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale going on now through December 4th. SunChevy.com. And it's a tough day as well for the weather. High of 49, low of 33, overcast. It's not that cute kind of cold where the frost glistens off the sun. No, it's going to be overcast and cold all day. So, meh. All right. Time for one more caller, 412-928-9370. Hello, what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, what do you want to say?
I was just curious on why the last two drives of the game yesterday did we not go to Jalen Warren.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, no, I hear you. Thanks for the call. See, I like the way Najee Harris was running, so like, I'm not going to be too not on Najee's wagon here. I mean, Jalen Warren did break out for that touchdown run, though, so yeah, it's a tough call. I like them both. Maybe you don't. And that's fine. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't think the running backs are the big problem anymore. Najee used to have a big problem with like trying to take on the entire defense, and he still does. And that's one of his weak points. But like, I don't know. I didn't see anything significantly wrong with how he ran the ball throughout the entire game. And maybe they trusted him on the last drive to make something happen, and you're frustrated with that. But if you're trying to say that Najee Harris running the ball in the last couple minutes of the game was the reason the Steelers lost, you maybe lost yourself. I'm not gonna say giving the ball to Najee late in the game was the reason that they lost. Jalen Warren ran well for sure, but Najee did as well. I mean, the running game is, I would argue, pretty good with the Steelers. I mean, they're doing their best, and I like them both in tandem. I think that it makes the Steelers stronger. It's more of the passing game and the formation scheming and all the other stuff that I really think them running it with Najee in the last minutes of the game, I don't think overall lost the Steelers the game. And they've got a scheme better to maybe score, not just in the fourth quarter or not just in the second half, maybe get more points. And they were doing that in the last couple games, so I'll give them that. But then against a division opponent, when it really matters, they kind of just did the bad thing again. So, yeah.